Hi, welcome to another Happy Health Chat podcast episode. You are here today with me, Kezia Hall from supernaturallyhealthy.org and the beautiful Laura Agar Wilson.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, it's true. Okay, for those of you listening, we're actually Skyping when we do this, so I get to see her lovely face. And today we have a very special episode for you because it is our birthday. We have been going for a whole year, and so this is a happy birthday us episode, which is a bit mad, isn't it, Laura?
It is. So how many, I think we've done 12 episodes then, or have we done more? I just thought how many, we didn't check, did we? We were kind of looking back to see what we'd done, and we just realised that, wow, we've actually done, it's been a year since we did our first. Have we done a few more? Mm. Yeah, 12, yeah. It has. We've done 12 and I've looked.
Craziness.
Yeah, so we have done. We've done one a month for the last year. So happy birthday, happy health chat. Lots of happies.
Yeah, there's a lot of happy in there. It's brilliant. We've covered, for those of you, if you're new to the podcast, definitely make sure you head over to iTunes, because there's a whole bunch of, you know, we've talked about weight loss, how to survive the festive season, sugar, detoxing, sleep, creating healthy routines, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So it's actually a really good resource now in terms of, and I know both me and Laura, we listen to podcasts quite a lot. I do at the gym or if I'm walking anywhere. And so make sure if you're new, head over to the iTunes, leave a review and download some of the other stuff. So get it on your phone, which is always a good place to have it. But yeah, it has been, I can't believe a year has passed, because we started, the first one was just after Finley had been born, pretty much.
Yes, and I think for most of the early ones, I think he was in my arms while we recorded it, actually, wasn't he? Yeah, most of them.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Actually, if anyone listens back to some of the early ones, they probably will hear him in the background.
Yeah, he was always very good, though.
He was really good. And it's quite scary that now he's actually walking around, and he's a toddler now.
I saw that picture of you carrying him to nursery the other day. I was like, whoa, he's huge.
He's definitely coming to his own now. So he's like walking around and everything, which is crazy. So it's been a lovely year, hasn't it? And I think we've done, you know, like I said, we've talked about loads of things, and we're going to take things one step further, which is it's quite a nice roundup to, you know, lead into that. And I think we talked about this last time, didn't we, vaguely? And we've mentioned something in our both of our newsletters, but what we would like to do next year is to hold our very first live retreat. So it's called a retreat, with the emphasis on treat. And we're going to be holding it, we're thinking a date in February is going to be confirmed. That's right, isn't it? We're looking at February.
We'll
share a lot more information on that as time goes on. We're going to be holding some live workshops for you to listen into and watch us, where we'll be talking about lots of different topics and really useful stuff, kind of like a live Happy Health Chat podcast, in a way, I suppose they'll be, won't they? Just stay tuned for that. And I think if anyone like me, I mean, I find that January and February are really kind of weird months, particularly February for me is a bit of like a just, oh, it's not a great month. So if you haven't got anything to look forward to in February, you know, think about the retreat, because it would be a lovely way to kind of make February a really special month. And
definitely.
And I think what other people have kind of fed back on is, you know, when you go to a live retreat, it's like, you know, it's going to have a massive impact on your life and really change the way that you think about a lot of things and give you a lot of information in one go. Is there anything else to add to that? It's going to be awesome, though. It's going to be really, really amazing. It's going to be really fun.
And I think it'll be a mixture of, you know, coming along, you'll get sort of some one-to-one coaching time. There'll also be some group stuff and workshops, and obviously lots of eating together. And getting, you know, doing some movement and talking, and it will. I know often when you really invest in just having a weekend of really just investing in yourself, often the outcomes can be quite phenomenal in terms of it being turning points, I think, in people's lives. I know for me, when I've invested in a weekend, of course, or even just a day or something live with other people, and you're making friends and you're getting that sort of input, actually it sticks with you. And I'm the same. I always find January and February just can feel quite difficult to get back into your groove after Christmas, and it's dark, and this will just be a really perfect way of doing it, and a great Christmas present as well. If you're one of these people that no one knows what to get you, then a good old retreat with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, me and Laura have a lot of fun, as you can imagine. Just the two of us chatting on Skype, coming together for a weekend. It's going to be mental, but in a really, really fun way. So yeah, so that's coming up, and we've got a webinar, and we're doing a live online workshop on the 25th of October. So that might have passed, in which case you'll be able to get the recording for it. But make sure, whether you're on Laura's site, which is wholeheartedlyhealthy.com, or my site, supernaturallyhealthy.org, we'll both have links to join the kind of VIP list for the retreat. So make sure you just sign up on that, and then we'll send you all the information and of where it's going to be, pictures of the venue, what's going to be included, all that sort of stuff, which is really, really exciting. So that's kind of our birthday present to you and to ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. It's really exciting. Absolutely awesome. So yes, so that's kind of the retreat, and like I say, just keep tuned for a bit more on that, because we'll be sharing a lot more. But now we want to kind of talk a little bit about, obviously we've been going for a year, and I think this time of year is quite nice, because I've even started to think a bit about next year, and I mean, I'm terrible because I love planning for things, and that kind of, and I think, you know, as you know, the end of the year draws a little bit nearer and you start getting a bit reflective. But we were thinking, as it's our birthday, it's probably a nice idea for us to reflect a little bit about the last year and perhaps some lessons that we've learnt. So, I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast, you both know Kazir and I really well, and you know that we're both in our own businesses. We're both health coaches, bloggers. And I think it's, you know, hopefully through us sharing some of our lessons, you'll find something interesting in there for you as well. So, Kezia, what kind of lessons have you learned over the last year? Well, I'll start thinking about mine.
I'll
do it on you.
I know, it's fine. I was just thinking, just there, I was like, oh, what other lessons? Because I can't believe that a year's gone by, to be fair, because it was this time last year, you just had Finley, and I think I had just left my previous job. I was working for a charity, and was deciding to do more business stuff full time. Well, not quite full time, but nearly. I do about 3 or 4 days a week, now on, Supernaturally Healthy, which is fun. And, so I think one of the lessons is I've definitely been learning this a lot more in the last 4 or 5 months, is just sort of simplifying, clarifying, and kind of doing less. from that, which I think from a business point of view, that definitely comes into place. So if anyone listening is a business owner, you'll know that yourself, in terms of trying to get systems in that make things simpler, but also in terms of my personal life, even things like making shopping easier, my meal, like anything that's just making things simpler and easier, and so really trying to put those things into place and really not run around like a headless chicken. So I think that's been a big lesson, actually, is to work smarter, not harder. I know that's kind of a dexterous diva. I listen to her podcast.
Yeah, I love Joel.
So I have really been taking that to heart and trying to make things simpler. I've just relaunched my website because I wanted that to be simpler. I've decluttered some of my house because I wanted that to be.
Yeah, just on decluttering, actually, because I think there's a bit of a trend going on for the decluttering. Like, I know I did a blog post on capsule wardrobes and stuff, but have you heard of the KonMari method?
No.
Yet. There's a book, a lot of people might find it interesting, but it's called The Art of Tidying Up. She's a bit nuts, like the woman who's written it. she's like, do Lally Tap, like, when you read it, but it's really interesting. But it's basically, the premise is that you only keep things that spark joy. So she's got a full system where you go through and declutter, like, your entire house, everything, through a system. But the basic premise is that you only keep a hold of things that actually spark some kind of joy when you have them, which is quite interesting. I think it's quite a nice way to think about possessions. So that was definitely kind of on my mind when I was doing a lot of decluttering and things. But just while you were talking about simplifying things, and I totally realised I should have mentioned that, because I did a blog post about simplifying your life, like, just this week. So last week when it comes out.
No, I read it.
I totally forgot to mention the KonMari stuff, so I might have to edit it and put it back in. But,
That's good. I'll need to have a read. I think I like the idea of that, only keeping things that sparks joy instead of just other stuff. So I think that's definitely been a lesson I have learnt and am learning, and also learning, maybe this is lesson number two, but learning to say no to stuff.
Yeah.
And not just people, but things and opportunities. And like there's my problem is there's a million things that I could do or that I get excited about. Like I don't run out of ideas. That's I never am like, oh, bored, what shall I do? But it's knowing what to do and having that sort of focus. So realizing, like even this month, like in the last couple of months, I was like, oh, I am about to launch a new sort of 21-day challenge called Beat the Sweet to help people kind of ditch and refine sugar addiction and kind of enjoy naturally sweet stuff and all that sort of jazz. But I was also like, oh, well, I'll do that. And then I'd also really like to run a program specifically for IBS, helping people get over IBS, really. And then, you know, all of these great – and then, plus a million other things.
Yeah.
And
I
was like, whoa. Kezia, that's a great idea. You could help people beat IBS because, you know, that's what I've done. And
yeah.
I know the program that works, but I was like, no. Just say no right now. Not forever. At some point, I would love to run something like that. But so I think that's probably been a bit more of it. Lindsay, no, like with commitments and stuff in as well, other stuff that I do outside of work and life of just being okay with saying no and not giving a reason.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, no, sorry, I can't because, like, I have, sometimes I have clients that are like, oh, can you, I can't do any of the dates you're available in the week. Can you not do a weekend? Can you not? And I'm just like, no, I've just learned to say no, not explain it. Just say, no, I don't work. I'm not available at the weekends. And I could be available. I'm lying in my pajamas watching Netflix, but I'm not.
But, you available. Know, I think it's how you value your time. And I think this is something, I suppose I'm jumping on some of the things that I've learned, but I suppose it's something changes when you run your own business, because I think you've, like, all of your time has a different kind of value. You see it slightly differently, I think. Not that it has any more or less value than anyone else who doesn't run their own business, but I think it just changes things a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, it does. And I listened to something really good about people who are self-employed, and they, it was basically saying when you're self-employed, you don't always have a time frame. You don't always have an end of the day. You feel like you have all day to do something.
Yeah.
Because when you work for a standard job, it's like, well, it's 5, so I'm leaving, or it's 6, or whatever shift you work. I'm leaving right now, and that's that done. Whereas when you're self-employed, you can sometimes feel like I have an endless amount of time to get stuff done. And that's just not true.
Yeah.
So learning to say no. And also that in terms of foods as well, not that I say no to loads of foods, but just being okay with, like, for me, I'm probably never going to eat gluten again or not very much of it. I don't currently. And so saying no to that and that being okay, that's not for everybody, but that is just what it is going to be like for me in the future. So I think that's definitely my second lesson. And then, oh, there's probably tons and tons of lessons that I've kind of been
in. Been one of those years.
Yeah,
I was just talking about this with James, actually, and we were saying, like, he said, oh, I want 2016 to be a boring year, because I think what we were kind of feeling like it had just been really hellish, like a really crazy kind of year, like the last year and the end of last year as well, so, but yeah, so you've got lots of things. What's your third lesson then?
I think probably about going with your gut feeling and stuff. Which I do. I'm a big proponent of that, of listening to your body, going with your gut. But I think maybe even more so, everyone has lots of opinions on what you should eat, what you should do for your business, what you should buy for your house, how you should spend, budget your money, you know, which is sometimes really useful, but actually just going with, okay, what is my gut saying? What's my inner person, spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it, saying? And really tuning into that and giving that sort of time and space. And, yeah, I think that's been really, really helpful. In terms of business, I've had quite a lot of business support this year, and sometimes that's been helpful and sometimes that's not, because it just makes things really cloudy. And same with dietary stuff. Like even the last couple of weeks, I tried a bit more. I didn't go vegan, but I went more of that ilk because I met with a nutritional therapist who thought that might be good to do. And then actually that was just a disaster for my health.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting to see.
Because you talked about that on the last one, didn't you?
I think some people switch to a more plant-based lifestyle and really thrive. which is brilliant, but I just a lot of my symptoms got a lot worse because I think it was just from eating too many pulses and lentils and stuff, even with them being sprouted and soaked and taking digestive stuff to support that. I just, my body just couldn't deal with it, and so it made a couple of my health issues a bit worse. But that, I mean, it was good to try. I'm always up for trying new stuff, and I don't want to be like set in my ways in terms of, oh, you have to have bone broth.
I think that's the best way. Honestly, I think that's the best approach. And I mean, that's something I was talking to someone who's doing the Fabulous You course, and we're talking about, she says, oh, she'd read this book and it was about how you should only eat 4 times a day and stuff. And like, I know her quite well. And she was, and like, I know it wouldn't, I kind of knew it wasn't going to work for her. But I says, well, if you want to try it, because the fact is, it's, use yourself as a bit of a, think of it as yourself as a bit of an experiment. And the fact is, what's going to work for you 1 year might be completely different the next year as well. So the only way you're going to find out is if you give it a try.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved eating in that way. Like, I love pulses, and obviously, but involves tons of vegetables, so that never doesn't change, which is brilliant. But I was just running out of stuff to eat because I was like, well, I don't eat gluten. I can't eat tons of grains. I've been introducing them a bit more. I don't eat dairy. There's not a lot of animal protein, so it's like maybe an egg or two a day. I can't eat that many nuts and seeds. Like, I can eat some, but I can't eat tons.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so I'm just left with vegetables, pretty much. Which just wasn't very healthy. Yeah. And pulses. But I just couldn't tolerate them in that amount, which some people can, which is brilliant. Because I love a good dollop of hummus or dal. But so I think listening to a gut, and actually I'm going to add a fourth one onto there now that I'm on a roll. And that's just been about rest and self-care.
Yes, you've stolen my first one.
Which so I'll come is, back to that one. I'm still learning. I'm not a master at it, and I think I'll always be learning. But just of even in terms of exercise, doing more yoga and more mindful movements, and walking more, and resting, like having more days off of not doing anything, trying to build in rest into my week, my working week. So I don't finish on a Friday like I'm dead to the ground, like I just want to sit with a bottle of wine or something, but being working from a place of rest, in not just outwardly, but inwardly, in my spirit, in my soul, in my heart, whatever you call it, and work and doing everything to nourish that primarily before all the other stuff, and realizing that that's really where all the good stuff flows, all the good fruit, all the good results actually flow from that sort of inward rest. And feeding that. So yes, so I'll add in my sneaky fourth. But what about you, Laura? What are the, you've had up and down, exciting.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we'll come on to like updates towards the end of it, but I've just been telling Kezia that basically we've just had an offer accepted on a house. Woo-hoo. So that kind of links into one of mine, but I'll jump back to like my first lesson. I think it kind of like what you were saying there about self-care, that's probably been the biggest one. And I'm going to fully admit I'm still nowhere near consistent enough with it. And I think I still struggle to make it a priority. Having looking after Finley and having the business and certainly having a lot of other things on my plate at the moment with moving. I know how important it is, and I know that it's the foundation for me of everything. I think what I've realised is that it's for me to be able to function and do everything else in my life, like be a good mum, be a good friend, be a good wife, be a good daughter, you know, everything is kind of, that's the foundation of it. And I think when that slips, you know, it's not good. I still do kind of struggle to make it a priority all of the time, but I'm a lot better, and I think I've learned how important that is over the last year. So I know that kind of around Christmas time last year, I think I hit what I would call probably in terms of just like my health in recent years, pretty much a bit of a rock bottom, because I was very poorly. I can remember going to bed on Christmas night, and like James took Finley and had like 6 hours, managed to get 6 hours sleep, and just felt absolutely atrocious. When I woke up on Christmas Day, I felt absolutely ill. And basically my immune system had taken such a bashing. And I think probably from all the stress that I had with Finley and the stuff we had going on with Finley's health in the end of that year, and all of that kind of stuff just kind of came on top of me. So it just kind of made me realise that that's really important, and that I just can't get away with as much coffee and as much sugar. Is thing, you know, as can slip us can slip in. So
yeah,
so yeah, just that self-care is just so, so important. And yeah, it does, and you do, this is it, you do have to make an effort to make it a priority. I think if you, especially if you've got kids, I mean, not just if you've got kids, but I think it just makes it that little bit more, a little bit harder, because, you know, you do put your little ones first, obviously. But I know for me, I need to kind of find like a good balance. So self-care is a really, really big one. And yeah, then I think for number two is, I suppose I've learned that it's okay to just be me. And this is kind of like an interesting one, because I think, you know, when, especially, you, I suppose this is probably the case for everyone, but it gets a little bit more pressure when you're in a job like what we are, where you're a health coach, and, you know, ultimately it is you, you know, at the end of the day, you guys who are listening to this, and guys who, you know, buy my course and who want to coach with me, it is me that you're buying into, and that's great, and that's fine. But that puts a lot of kind of pressure on, it can put pressure on you if you don't look at it in a certain way, to be kind of perfect and to be a certain way. And I think what I've realised is that actually it's okay to just be me. It's okay that I've had this journey that I've been on. It's okay that I'm not, you know, like a size 10. It's okay that I don't eat a perfect, and I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers right now, a perfect diet. Because actually that's, I think the people who get me, wouldn't want that anyway. So
yeah,
I think I've learned that in a big way. And I think just that self-acceptance has reached a different level. And I think that's come with motherhood as well. And certainly like my body and things, you know, it's certainly not perfect, but actually I've definitely reached a completely new level of love for it and acceptance of it. So those are definitely big lessons that I've learned this year. And then the third one is probably going to be, I'm going to circle back around to what I was saying about buying the house, and it's probably finances. And I think this is a lesson I'm still kind of learning. And I wrote a post earlier on in the year that was quite a popular one about how to be financially healthy. And I've done a lot of stuff around, this is kind of a bit of a broad one, but I've done a lot of stuff around mindset. So I've mentioned a few times, I think, on my blog and possibly on the podcast, that I follow Denise Duffield Thomas, who's aka The Lucky Bitch. So you've got luckybitch.com. So she tends to work primarily with like entrepreneurs around the money mindset. So I joined her Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp in, I think it was July, I think, before she kind of took it off the market while she was redoing it. And that's been a real eye-opener for me in terms of like the mindset that I had around money and how I was managing money and how money impacts like my wider life as well.
Okay.
It's opened me up into other little avenues. So I've learned a little bit more around general mindset that affects kind of things around food, and I'm bringing out a new course as well around mindset, which I'm really, really excited about, because I think it's going to be a huge thing. Because I know it's something that, and there's so many good, that really I've been planning it out, and I've got all the videos and things to record, and it's really, really big stuff. I think it's going to really have a massive impact for people, so I'm very excited about that. But things about like you know, how we have upper limits, and what my upper limits and limiting beliefs are, especially around money and abundance and happiness actually in life and things, and some of the limiting beliefs that I've had around that. And it was really interesting to see that when we were house hunting, because like we started looking at like a certain kind of house, and I really loved them, but they were much less value than the house that we've actually ended up getting the offer accepted on, because I didn't have the mindset where I actually thought that we could ever have a house like the one that we're actually getting. And it was a very gradual thing that's kind of started to change over time, and we started viewing certain houses that were like you know, they were nice, but they were definitely not like great, not the ones that I would have wanted, kind of like a dream house. And I think because I was gradually kind of addressing like my upper limit stuff, we've actually getting to a point where we're getting a house that's really amazing for us. And things like that. But also just generally around how, you know, I do need to be a bit more financially aware, I think, and just be a little bit more on the ball when it comes to managing it. So it's always been one of those things. I'm not a big fan of numbers at all. We were just talking about how I've hired like a bookkeeper and a different accountant and stuff to really keep me in check, basically, and keep me organised, like biz-wise and everything as well. And I think it's you know, that's had like a knock-on effect as well on like my personal finances, to make sure that I'm a bit more organised. So that's a really, really big lesson that I've learned. And I think it's knowing now that because I'm going to have, you know, a bigger mortgage to pay, you know, obviously we've got the little one to take care of. So our finances have changed a little bit, and I just need to be a little bit more conscious with them. So that's probably a big lesson that I've learned, but also how my mindset has affected that and how that interplays with other areas of my life as well.
Yeah.
So those are my three lessons, I think.
That's good. That's big as well. Cause I think what you're saying about money is true. Actually, at the start of the year, one of what we have like a bit of a year, we call it a dreaming day, and we and my other half where we just sort of that's like lovely. Dream for the year and like maybe not like a whole day, although we sometimes do if we can. We kind of plan it in like a bit of a date really, and then just dream really big. And I was like, oh, I'd really like us to get more finance savvy. My husband, my other half's quite good at it. I mean, he works at a bank. He's not a banker, but anyway, so you would count, he did a PhD in maths, so you would expect him to be good with numbers.
Yeah, just a bit, yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't gleaned any of that. I think it was a skill from him. I read the Lucky Bitch book. Yes. I'm still reading it, actually. I've kind of been reading it all year, just like a chapter at a time, because I was digesting a bit, like, because it's really good stuff, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of the money blocks, and I read a Tony Robbins book, his latest one on money. And a couple of other books around, money. But yeah, I think it does make a big difference, actually, just having the right mindset and approach towards your finances, wherever they're at, whether you're sort of like tiny amounts struggling to get by, but still have a positive and hopeful and powerful attitude towards them instead of feel like wherever it is. And, I think that's definitely a big lesson of that. And I love what you were saying about the self-acceptance as well.
Yeah.
I think it was a while ago I did a post about, how to survive a body confidence crisis. Yeah. Cause it is in that I wouldn't say regularly, but I often, if I let my brain go there, I can freak myself out and do comparison. Cause you like, you know, neither of us are like, I don't know, size 8 yoga teacher people that can put our legs around our heads.
Yeah.
Like, I've just about been able to do a headstand. That was my major accomplishment. Yeah, I was like, whoa, I've never done that in my life. That was like, I can do it for about 2 seconds. But, and I'm not a size whatever either, and it's easy to compare, but actually just being like, no, who I am is powerful, and how I'm created to be is right. Like,
I think this is it, and that's a really good point, isn't it? I think we are who we are for a reason.
Yes.
That's what I like to believe. And I think, you know, obviously there's people who are listening to this and who read my blog and stuff, and I know people have emailed us and said, you know, that they really relate to my story and things. And I think actually that's just part of who I am. And there's a lot of, you know, other people out there who you know, talk about similar stuff to us, and that's all, you know, and then that's great. And I think they have, you know, they'll have their people, their community who get them and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then each of us, we have, you know, I hope you guys listening to this, obviously, you know, get us and get where and get our and resonate with the stuff that we've got to say in our journeys and stuff. So, you know, I mean, obviously, like my journey's been a lot about weight loss, and Kezia's journey's been a lot about healing and you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's, I think this is it, you know what I mean? And that's absolutely fine, and it's okay just to be who you are. And I think that applies to wherever you are in your life and whoever you are, really, that, you know, you're that person for a reason. And it's still all right to want to change that and to grow, but I think actually that's a much better way to view it, is about growth rather than change.
Yes. Yes.
And changing yourself because there's something wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with anyone. You can choose to grow. I think that's a better way to look at it.
No, I think it is, because I think we'll probably both talk about it in the stuff and courses that we do, but it's like you're not getting healthy or losing weight or doing any of this to become better.
Yeah.
Like sometimes that can be in the sort of health world. It's like, be a better person, lose 2 stone. And you're like, no, you're already awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's just about making all your habits align with the fact that you already are fabulous.
Yeah.
And making
sure your
habits reflect that. Like eat in a fabulous way, that you eat in a healthy way, because you already are, you're amazing already. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably quite, we're both quite clear on that. In how we approach stuff and coach people, and And I think that's really, really important. So yes, if you're listening to this, and I would really, it's really worthwhile just taking a couple of minutes to think, what is the kind of lesson that you've been learning, I suppose, in the last little while, and either head over to one of our social media accounts on Instagram, whatever, and just let us know, what is it, what lesson have you been learning in the last, even 6 months, year, whatever it is. Because actually, even doing that little exercise just now, I'm like, oh yeah.
It's interesting.
A lot's happened.
Yeah, definitely. So definitely have to think about that for yourself, because I think this is how you kind of, sometimes you just need to stop and kind of review. And I know we're doing this a little bit earlier than the end of the year, and we'll probably revisit this kind of stuff. But it is, it's really useful to do that, so.
Yeah.
So yeah. And before we go, have you got any other updates, anything else that you want to share before we,
What have I got? Well, I've got a new, well, my website relaunched. I did mention that before. So I've got, it's got a new look to it. Hopefully simpler and easier to use, and put lots of pictures of me eating stuff, which is a fun photo shoot to have. Covering myself in all sorts of cakes and chocolates. So yeah, so that's new. And I'm also, running a, it's called Beat the Sweet, so it's a 21-day sugar challenge. So that is the most delicious and simple, but also most loving kind of 21-day challenge that you can do to really love your body well, but also double your energy and regain your glow. So if you're kind of thinking you're addicted to sugar, but you don't just want to do like a crazy, I don't know, be one of those people that just like everything has sugar in and no one wants to hang out with you, then this will be a good challenge to do. So that launches at the end of October, which should be really, really fun. And then I'm working on a really little Christmas snack recipe book as well. So my household is filled with festive snacks right now. Some of which are delicious and some are a total disaster. You know, you're creating recipes and you're like, well, that's not work.
Well, on recipes, I've got to say, it'll be already out by the time this podcast goes live, but I've created a cinnamon roll recipe. And oh my God, it is absolutely fantastic. I have to say, it's a recipe that I'm the most proud of. Unfortunately, it's not gluten-free, I'm afraid, though.
That's all right.
But it's absolutely fab. So well, that'll already be up. You would have already seen that by the time it goes out.
Well, I was trying to make a gluten-free cinnamon roll recipe at the weekend, and it was a disaster, honestly. It was just like biscuits. It was like gluten-free. I mean, I made a biscuit. It would be good for a biscuit recipe, actually, so it's not wasted. But I was like eating them with my friends, like,
tastes it's hard to get. I mean, like I say, I think I nailed it with this recipe. So it'll already be on the blog when this goes goes out. But, they're absolutely freaking amazing, basically. And I'd really need to make them again. It's as soon as I'm getting moved. So,
I'll work on a gluten-free one. I'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
It's not biscuit. But, those are my updates. And just generally trying not to get... I'm going to Morocco on holiday. Actually.
Oh, that's a massive one, Oh, I'm jealous.
I know. So I'm excited to eat a lot of, like, hummus and... I don't know what else they have there.
Dates.
Saffron curry stuff, lamb.
Lovely.
Very next time I see you, we might have a tan. Have you got any other updates? Because you've got your course as well. When do you think that?
So I'm busy working on my new course, which is the Mindset Makeover course.
Love it.
So that's going to be 8 modules with a few bonuses, and it's going to be video based. So I'm really excited about that. And like I say, it's going to be, I really do think it's going to be fantastic. I'm really, really excited about it, because I know that when I talk to a lot of clients, when I talk to people who are doing the Fabulous You course, mindset is a big hurdle. And I think it's actually, if you can get your mindset right, it means that anything else that you do around food and diet is going to have it's going to work much better for you. It's going to have a much bigger impact. And the stuff that I've got is really, really practical ways to think about, to change your mindset, to shift things, tools to use to help you train your mindset, and just loads of things. So I'm really excited about that. So hopefully, I'd really like to have that kind of available from like November, end of November, hopefully.
Okay.
She says. But then I've also got the brand new website is going to go live at the end of the month as well. So keep an eye out for that. So that's it is a total transformation of the website. So it's going to look completely different. So that's really exciting. So that'll be happening at the end of the month. I'm also going to be in, there's an issue of Superfood magazine, which is going out, I think it comes out on the 19th of October. I've got some recipes in there. So I've got some quinoa, really lovely quinoa recipes in there. Really? And as we've been speaking, I've just had an email from the editor asking me to submit some recipes for the January, February issue, which is very exciting as well. So I'm chuffed a bit about that. I've just been there with that email, but yes. So keep an eye out for Superfood magazine. So I'll have some recipes in there. And like I say, obviously the big house move. So we are currently in the process. I'm surrounded by boxes and in a lot of mess at the moment because we're moving out of our flat, to move in with my parents. And like I said, we have had an offer accepted on an amazing house. So watch this space. I'm kind of humming and hawing. I don't know whether or not to share because I'm like interior design before blogging, anything like that, going even way, way, way back. Like, even interior design has been, like, a massive love of mine. I've got, like, interior design magazines going back for years. So I don't know whether or not I actually set up a separate blog of it, or whether or not I just keep sharing it on Wholeheartedly Healthy. It depends what people are interested in. But I'm so excited about it. I'm over the moon. So yes, we're going on holiday, but alas, not to Morocco. we're going to Yorkshire.
It'd be great with Finlay.
Yeah, we're going to Yorkshire, and we're going to stay in a cabin on the lake, and go around Yorkshire, places in Yorkshire, and it has a hot tub. Oh, so I'll be quite happy, and it has no, like, apparently no internet signal, no Wi-Fi, perfect. No nothing. Oh, so amazing. I'll be kind of missing an action for a week, which is probably what I need, actually, I think.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, that's us for today. Again, we've been a bit random the last couple of episodes, haven't we? But we will be back with another episode soon, probably on a more specific topic.
Yes.
But I'm sure you love listening to me because you talk about stuff like this.
Oh yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's true, and we're going to start asking, and we're going to get be asking for your questions as well.
Yes,
as definitely feedback goes on. So make sure you follow us on various social media accounts.
And just a big reminder as well. Please, if you've got the time, to leave a review.
Yeah.
That would be awesome because that really just help us kind of get in front of more people because we've been doing this little podcast for 12 months and it would be interesting, it would be lovely to try and get more people to listen to it and stuff and our particular brand of healthy living, which I think is a little bit different than everything else out there, like the paleo stuff and yada. So yeah, thank you very much for listening, everyone, and we hope you enjoy the rest of October and the start of November until we speak to you next and everything. And keep an eye on both of our sites. Make sure you sign up for our newsletters for all of our latest stuff and all our fabulous free things. And yes, I'll be having some more. I've got some new free things when the website changes as well. So keep an eye out for that. And have a good one. Enjoy Halloween.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.